Louise, there was a proposal there not to be implemented immediately, but to cut the ARP, the accommodation recognition payment, that's paid €800 at the moment per household to people accommodating refugees from Ukraine.
Yeah, so this is a system that's been in place for quite a long time and actually was brought in under Roderick when he was Integration Minister. But Norma Foley brought plans to Cabinet today to extend that scheme for another year in line with the extension of the Beneficiary of Temporary Protection Programme for Ukrainian refugees. But what she has said and what she recommended to Cabinet and what Cabinet signed off on today was reducing that payment from €800 a month to €600 a month from June. And what was quite interesting, because it's been something that the government had actually said wasn't a concern, is Norma Foley said that they need to make sure that this payment doesn't have any inadvertent effects on the private rental market. So because it's, yes, you're paid it if you are taking in Ukrainian refugees to your own home, but you're also paid it if you are renting out a private home that is currently unoccupied that you own. So, it's, I mean, it's been an expensive scheme. There's been just under 23,000 people who have taken this up who have been hosts, and it's cost €272 million. So this seems to be the government changing it a little bit. Norma Foley, while she is still has the integration kind of portfolio in her department for now, it will eventually move to Jim O'Callaghan. And I think there have been some kind of hope that by the time this decision had to be made, it would be moved to the new Department of Justice and Home Affairs. But things move slowly in a cabinet at the moment, it seems.
All right. The rationale for doing this, Matt Carthy, sounds a lot like what yourself and Piers Doherty were talking about. You believe there was a distorting effect on the private rental market, particularly in rural Ireland. So do you
I wouldn't credit the government with having any rational thought when it comes to this. If you consider that this was a scheme that was introduced originally for people who very commendably opened up rooms in their homes or used a granny flat that might have been vacant, and the payment was originally €400 per month. Then government increased it to €800 per month, and now they're decreasing it back to €600 per month. So clearly this is all over the place. The fundamental problems I have with the scheme are, first of all, the unfairness of it. Beneficiaries of the scheme, now the ultimate beneficiaries are landlords who are getting the payment paid.
Although most
directly
of the people who entered into this scheme were not private landlords before putting up Ukrainian refugees.
Well, I don't know how you know that, because the department can't tell me that. They can't tell us what the breakdown is of actually
There was a 1600 person sample survey.
But the department cannot stand over that and cannot give us definitive figures in terms of the breakdown of how many are actually in individual homes or whatever the case may be. The first problem is that there is an inherent unfairness. This is the only housing assistance payment that is paid in respect of whatever the income is, and to me that's fundamentally unfair. That if
the income of the recipient,
the beneficiary in this case. The second point, and we raised this with Roderick last year, because it was very plain that at that point it was beginning to have an impact on the private rental sector, and in counties like Donegal especially and other places where traditionally this is a boom for landlords. And I know that because landlords have been telling me, they've been ringing me to give out about our position on this, because they at the moment are getting a tax-free lump sum from government, but the scheme also allows for a top-up payment that's unregulated and allows the landlord to get to make a profit, usually more than what they would get by rent them privately, but without any of the obligations that they would have if they had any ordinary rent or staying.
Roderick,
so it's unfair. And
what's your view on this proposal of a €200 cut?
Well, this scheme has allowed us accommodate now 37,000 Ukrainians in an emergency situation. It's allowed us accommodate them in situations where where they are better able to integrate with their local community. They have more independence. And whereas, Louise, it's not a cheap scheme, but it's actually far cheaper than the accommodation directly provided in hotels and guest houses around the country. And, you know, the internationally across Europe, this scheme is regarded as an exemplifier of how we can actually generate additional capacity in an emergency situation like that.
Well, what do you say to Matt Carthy, who say that it's having a distorting effect and it's benefiting landlords, and the beneficiaries are receiving unmeans tested benefits then?
What I say is that it is right that every year the rate was examined. And I, as Minister, sought to increase it at a time when we really needed that additional accommodation to meet the needs of Ukrainians who are arriving in this country. We know that the numbers arising are significantly less
now. Do you accept it had any impact on the rental market?
I don't doubt that it had on the edges. It did have impacts in individual situations. But I do believe that the material that the Red Cross has provided us, indicating that the vast majority of recipients are people who would not otherwise have opened either their own house or a second home they had to accommodation. I think we should learn from this scheme in terms of how we can actually tap into available accommodation that is there for vulnerable groups. It has worked for Ukrainians, and we should look to see how we can use this scheme for other vulnerable groups, people in emergency accommodation, etc.
Okay, yeah, Ian McCurdy, I heard Roderick O'Gorman say there it's cheaper than the direct provision system. So why start cutting the benefit now and possibly disincentivising people from signing up?
It is cheaper than state accommodation. And according to the Red Cross, over 80% of people that are receiving this payment opened up their homes. Roderick is correct in that this wouldn't have been accommodation that was available otherwise. And it's a very good form of integration as well, right. an integration model that has worked. And I think what we're seeing is the numbers decrease because people are naturally moving on, either going back to Ukraine or moving somewhere else or getting their own accommodation. So I think it's one of those schemes that we're extending along with the temporary to match the Temporary Protection Directive. But that you would hope that naturally that this scheme will come to a natural end.
But I mean, if it's to come to a natural end, you know, why cut €200 off the benefit?
I think it's probably a reflection on the fact that there are less people taking it up. I think €600 is still very generous. What I would object to is saying that the government are all over the place on it, because we raised it from €400 to €800 back in December 2022, and we're only making this change.
Do you want
now.
It scrapped entirely, Matt Carthy?
Well, I think there's a number of changes that need to be, in my view, brought in very quickly, and we brought an amendment to the government motion this week. The first thing that needs to happen is that any beneficiary of a housing assistance payment should be means tested. I think that's just basic fairness and common sense. The second thing is that there needs to be a distinction between people who very commendably, as I say, open up their homes rather than, and we need to ensure that there is no distortion of the private rental market. And then thirdly, we cannot allow a situation of top-ups, because that builds one unfairness on top of the inherent unfairness within the scheme. This was introduced, remember, as an emergency measure 3 years, and we understand that, and the onset of the war in Ukraine, and I think there would have been a general acceptance that we needed to do things very quickly. We're 3 years on from now, and it is a case that government are making this scheme expires at the end of this month, next week. Government have left it until the very last minute before they've actually brought forward a motion. And now they're saying that it'll be 3 months before they actually implement the minimal changes.
Roderick O'Gorman, do you expect do you support any tweaks or changes to the scheme, or do you think it's fine as is?
Well, I think the major tweak that is being made is a cut in the rate, and I think that's significant. And it may mean that some people reconsider their provision of accommodation under the scheme. I think it's probably more likely those who are doing it for commercial reasons rather than for altruistic reasons. But fundamentally, and one point I do agree with Matt, is that I think it has been late in the day for this decision to be made. There have been a lot of Ukrainians and indeed a lot of Irish people who are supporting Ukrainians living in this accommodation who have been, you know, eagerly awaiting this particular decision, and it has been a long time coming. The final point I'd make, you know, the Temporary Protection Directive is likely to expire at the end of next year. There's going to be some big decisions to be made in Ireland and across all member states about the long-term future of Ukrainians who are living in member states. And I think Ireland needs to be part of that discussion at an EU-wide level.
Okay.